Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The Shepherd's Call, Tuning into the Divine in the Everyday. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In a world awash with endless chatter, the prospect of discerning a singular voice, it seems daunting. Yet there exists a voice that cuts through the cacophony with clarity, with purpose. It's the voice of our shepherd. This voice doesn't clamor for attention or compete in the marketplace of ideas. Instead, it speaks directly to the heart, guiding, comforting, and directing those who have learned to listen. Drawing inspiration from John chapter 10, verse 27, we explore the profound connection between the shepherd and his sheep, a relationship that exemplifies how we can hear God's voice amid our daily routines. Our spiritual springboard for today's discussion is John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, this scripture encapsulates the essence of our relationship with God. It's not merely about recognizing his voice. It's about the deep personal knowledge that he has of us and our commitment to follow where he leads. This dynamic of hearing and following suggests an ongoing dialogue, a living relationship that influences every aspect of our lives. It invites us to cultivate an awareness of God's presence and to attune our special senses or our spiritual senses to his guidance, assuring us that amidst life's uncertainties, the shepherd's voice remains a constant that we can depend on. Let's do a two-minute focus training. Number one is quiet time. Dedicate time each day to silence and solitude. Use this time to read scripture, pray, and listen. It's in these quiet moments that we are most often receptive to God's voice. Number two, spiritual immersion. Immerse yourself in the Gospels and in the Psalms, paying particular attention to the words and actions of Jesus. Familiarity with the character of God is, as revealed in Scripture, tunes our ears to recognize his voice. Number three, mindful meditations. Practice. Practice meditating on a specific verse or passage, asking God to reveal its application in your life. This focused reflection can open avenues to God to speak. It is amazing. Number four, journaling. Keep a journal of your prayers and insights and what you believe God is saying with you or sharing with you. Over time, this record can become a testament to his guidance and faithfulness. And number five, community connection. Engage with a community of believers who can offer wisdom, encouragement, and discernment. Often, God speaks through the counsel and experiences of others. And today's conclusion, hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life is less about an audible sound and more about a knowing in our spirit, a recognition of truth, guidance, and a love that resonates with our innermost being. It's about developing a sensitivity to the divine whispers that direct our paths, comfort our souls, and draw us closer to the heart of God. And today's call to action, intentionally practice one of the top focus exercises each day. Pay attention to how this practice impacts your ability to hear and follow God's voice. Be prepared to adjust and try, well, different approaches as you learn what helps you connect most deeply with God. Today's question of the day, what has been your most profound experience of hearing God's voice? And how did it impact your life? Let's pray. Lord, our shepherd, we thank you for the promise that your sheep recognize your voice. Help us to quiet the noise of our lives to hear you more clearly. Guide us in your ways. Teach us to follow your paths and deepen our awareness of your presence in our daily lives. May we be attentive to your whispers, ready to follow whenever you lead. Amen. As we move forward, let us carry the assurance that our shepherd is speaking. May we remain our ever attuned to his voice, finding guidance, comfort, and direction in his words. Let the journey of hearing and following God's voice transform our lives, guiding us to paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myr2b.com. That's www.myr2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.